conversation with us instead of listening to it like I'm trying to determine whether or not this is the truth. Just try it and you have a whole new experience of it. Let go of any of that. So what that says is, now this is a sentence that's so cool. The next sentence says, your faith will call the others to share your purpose. Your faith will call to others to share your purpose. So I can't use anything about my past to judge whether or not this is true. Now, my faith is going to call the people to me who have the same goal I have. Your faith will call the people to you who want the same thing you want. Your faith will call the people to you that share your purpose. Your faith will call the partners to you that will share your purpose. Your faith will call the friends to you that will share your purpose. And your purpose is also going to call forth your faith in you. What I want is going to call forth my own faith in it. Because I want it, because I have faith that I can have it. If I want it, I have to have faith that I can have it. So my purpose calls forth my faith, and my faith calls forth the people who share my purpose. So having a goal calls forth my faith, and having a goal calls to me the people who share the goal. Just hear it like a conversation. So the court says, and you will see the means you once employed to lead you to illusions, which is pain, right? He says, you're going to see that transform to means for truth. Now, that's another statement. It takes a while to hear what good news that is. I'll say it again. You're going to see everything you used to use to hurt yourself turn into something that's being used to bring you joy, happiness, peace, and truth. You're going to see everything that you've been using to hurt yourself be used to help you.
So the truth doesn't hurt? It shouldn't if you have faith.
What I want you to remember is that if you share a goal, if you have a goal, that goal is going to call forth the faith. And it's going to call forth the people who share it with you. And then when that happens, everything you used to use to hurt yourself is going to be used to help you. That's the point. That all the stuff that you've used to hurt you will be used to bring you the truth. Hallelujah. That's good news to me. You mean the job, the house, the mate, the person, my attitude, my body, what I've learned, my personality. You mean everything that I might have used in the past to hurt me, it's going to be used as a means to bring me the truth. The once I have a purpose, and that purpose is peace, and that purpose is to bring peace, because the minute my purpose is peace, now I've joined with the will of God, and since I've joined with the will of God, then that purpose is going to call forth everybody that shares that purpose with me, and it's going to bring it out of me. I'm not going to be by myself anymore trying to bring myself peace. The whole universe will be trying to bring me, will be bringing me peace, because now I share the purpose of the universe. Yes. So the universe serves me because I'm serving the universe.
Yes.
Personal interests you have to accomplish alone. Personal interest must be accomplished alone or with whoever you can guilt trip into doing it with you or for you. You know, guilt trips, you know, like if you don't help me, you don't support me. If you don't help me, you've abandoned me. You know you should be doing it. Getting everybody that want to do it. That's why, because it's just my personal interest. It's just something that I'm concerned about in terms of my own happiness, and I'm not thinking about anybody else's but mine. Not even the person I'm trying to get to help me do it. I'm mad at them because they won't help me be happy. Not that it's not about us being happy. It's about, why don't you help me be happy? You love me if you're helping me be happy. Even if it makes you unhappy. Because it don't make no difference if it makes you unhappy. Because if you love me, even if it makes you unhappy, you would do it. Is that everybody familiar? Everybody familiar?
Yes.
All right. So that is not sharing the cause of faith. That is not a purpose that calls other people to share that purpose. But in a way it does, because you would draw people to you with the same attitude you have, who have the same goal you have, which would be to have it their way regardless of your happiness. So you would call the people to you who would share your purpose with you. And if your goal is to have it your way, you're going to have faith and belief in the idea you need to have it your way no matter what. Now, I'm not saying you can't have what you want. Don't confuse that with that. I'm just saying ask for what you want to benefit more people than just you.
Right on.
That's all I'm saying. Whatever you want it to benefit all. Now you have a purpose that the universe shares with you. That's very important to consider. I don't want to do it by myself no more. You know what I mean? I don't want to do it by myself no more. I'm not doing it by myself. The truth calls for faith. Faith makes room for truth. When the Holy Spirit changed the purpose of your relationship by exchanging your purpose for His purpose, the goal Holy Spirit placed there was extended to every situation in which you enter or will ever enter. That means every situation was thus made free of the past, and it's the past that would have made the situation purposeless. So that's a fancy way of saying when you, the part of you that love you changed the purpose of your relationships to bring you peace rather than the bringing you conflict and fear, which is what your old purposes used to do, then he says that goal was going to be, is going to be extended to every relationship that you enter. It's like now that you have God's goal, which is for you to experience love, that purpose will be the purpose of every relationship you enter from now on. Every relationship you enter now has the purpose of the extension of love and joy and peace and freedom and abundance for you. As soon as you wanted to change your purpose from fear to love, that purpose was extended into every situation you will ever enter into. And that means every situation is now free of the past. Because in the past, that wasn't our purpose for every situation that we entered into. So that means the minute you made the goal of really having peace and really doing it differently, that meant the past has got to go. You can't use nothing about your past to judge the success of what you're trying to do now. You can't say because I tried to do that in the past and it didn't work, it couldn't work now. You got to let go of that idea that your future cannot be different from your past. You have to let go of the idea that human beings can't change. You have to let go of the idea that you are alone and you have to do this all by yourself and forget it's not up to you. You to figure this out. Figuring it out has nothing to do with this. It just means if you're going to have a relationship with somebody, step up and be willing to give them something worthwhile when you walk up into their relationship.
Right. Okay.
Every one of us can do that. And if that's your purpose, you're going to draw the people to you who also have that purpose, and you will also call forth the faith in you that really wants that. That was a purpose that God has given you, that you should experience love and peace. And now that purpose will be extended into every relationship you will enter, which means now your relationships are free of the past, because in the past, it was all about my ego's goals. So this, you're in a new ship. You're in a new ship. Now, Debbie.
So if you're looking at a situation and you can recognize that you're lacking faith in that situation,
mm-hmm.
What do you think you should do then?
He says you ask that the faith be restored where the faith was lost. And having the faith be restored where the faith was lost is merely for you to reassert your purpose again. It's to go back to and remind yourself what your purpose is. Because if we already knew how to have faith all the time, of course, it wouldn't be in a need for us to be here. So it's important to realize that when you lose your faith, that's when the pain starts. But it doesn't mean you're guilty, and it doesn't mean that you are bad. It just means you forgot what your purpose is. That's all it means. So I want to ask that my faith.